Hey, and welcome to This Woman Can. I am your host, Janice Sutherland, and it is my pleasure and my mission to educate and equip ambitious women to excel in their careers and become impactful leaders without compromising life. Now, if you listened to the last podcast, the last video, the last time we talked about the benefits of personal development and why it's important for you to look at your personal development. This time we're going to explore how to determine where to focus your personal development, where to put your focus. So let's go. So the first question is, where do you want to be at the end of the year? Next, what are your goals for success in life? Those are two questions you need to have answers to. Achieving your goals starts with investing in your personal development. And according to psychologists, something more learned than me, personal development is the process of defining your goals and how to achieve them. Now, personal development can cover a multitude of things, but it includes what's important to you, what you want to achieve, your strengths, what you need to improve or develop on. And individual goals vary from person to person. One person may want to achieve business success, while another may hope to accomplish something entirely, completely different, like having a better relationship with their partner, or finding a way to afford the college tuition for their child. And even though people's goals aren't the same, the process that personal development follows is the same pattern and requires the same dedication. So using this new year to invest in your personal development, using 2021 to invest in that, can help you reach any goal you choose. What is important to you before you decide what you want to achieve, you need to understand what is important to you personally. Now, right now, think about it. Do you value money? Is it traveling, when we get to travel again? Relationships or your health? Now, and your goals can actually change throughout life. So what you focus on last time doesn't have to be the same. But what you value today helps you define your areas for personal development. And changing your life, changing that begins with small steps. You'll find it hard to change everything about your entire life all at once. That's not what we're asking here. But personal development helps you to determine what area you want to focus on at this precise moment in time for this year. And when you've done that and you've determined what's important to you, it's then time to set your goals. And to be effective, you've probably heard this before, to be effective, your goals must be smart, must be specific and measurable and obtainable. And by the end of the year, I want to earn more money isn't very specific or measurable, you know, not at all, because what does that mean? What does it look like? You might get a cost of living raise next year. Is that the level improvement you're hoping to achieve? Is it? Is that what you want to do? If not, you need to set a more specific goal, like a percentage or a dollar amount that you want to achieve. But be sure to make it obtainable too. You don't need to want to have $1 million. You need to decide if it's possible to double your salary, for example, or if you need to set a more modest goal for this year. The next step then is determine what your strengths are and how you can use them to achieve your goals. By looking what's important to you and your goal setting and the goals you're setting, you can match your current strengths to your plan for achievement. Now, when you look at that, you may already decide that you possess many of the skills and abilities you need to reach your goals. And this step helps to improve your self-esteem and self-confidence by reminding you that you can carry out your plan. You do have the ability to achieve and move forward. And then once you've determined what your strengths are, you will also need to know what you need to improve on, because not everything, you may not have all the skills you need to do what you need to do. Yeah, you may have to, may have the skills to complete an intricate project, but need to develop the patience and time management skills to follow it through to the end. And even if you want to eat healthier, you may need to improve your knowledge of which foods are better for you, what you need to eat and what you need to give up. Knowing what you need to improve on or develop gives you guidelines for you to focus on. Now, taking these steps to personal improvement will help you grow. That's what it's there for. It also helps to categorize your goals into areas of improvement based on what's important to you. And when you're considering what to focus on, you can think about these areas of personal development I've just talked about. Now we come to my favorite aspect of personal development. If you plan to focus on your professional goal this year, your professional development, your development plan may well include several professional goals. And you need to consider which of these goals will help you obtain that success. And if you decide you need to improve or develop the skills required to achieve them. And one of the best ways to do that is to build your professional relationships and network, improve your time management skills, and that enables you to find new challenges that can showcase your strengths to develop a growth mindset. On the other hand, instead of professional goals, maybe your goals are more focused on your personal life and happiness. A change to your lifestyle may mean that you need to improve or develop the skills to require to achieve success throughout your life. And you can improve your health by strengthening your personal relationships and practicing patience, letting go of your limiting beliefs, becoming maybe a better listener, and by taking the necessary steps to identify what's important to you and what you want to achieve, as well as determine your strengths and areas for improvement, you can move forward. Now, I talked about the goals, and choosing those right goals really starts with your personal development, as we discussed. Next time, we'll look at how you maximize your personal development investment. You may want to invest in that development. And more importantly, how to get out of your own way and stop self-sabotaging your plans. Now, what I spoke about in this episode, in this podcast, stimulated your thought processes. Don't forget, you can find support and valuable resources, including how we can work together in the This Woman Can community. Head over to www.thiswomancan.coach. It's free to join, and I really look forward to connecting with you there. Take care and really focus on those goals. I'd love to hear what you're coming up with and what you're focusing on 2021. Take care.